Back in Mount Pleasant, Bowling Green falls to Central Michigan tonight, 81-77 in the Mid-American Conference Tournament. And over time, the chips advance, and Bowling Green's season comes to an end at 16-16. Head coach Michael Huger with us now. And, Coach, obviously this was a back-and-forth, very competitive game. I guess in overtime, Central got out to the lead, and you ultimately were playing from behind in overtime. That's tough to do.
It is. It's tough to do. And, you know, we gave it everything. We gave everything. Our guys played extremely hard, and that's all I can ask.
Coach, I thought Justin Turner's defense on Roundtree was tremendous tonight. You talked about the straight line drives. Roundtree really had trouble initiating their offense. I know he ended up with 15 points, but I thought that you really gave them problems defensively, led by Justin.
Justin is very, very good. He should have been on the all-defensive team. He didn't make that, and you know, it's a shame, you know, that teams didn't recognize how great his defense was. You know, he gave Roundtree fits tonight, and, you know, they came out victorious. They played a really good game, and they were able to beat us.
Coach, when you look at the stat sheet tonight, you were able to flip the script from the first game, scoring off turnovers, 14-7 advantage there. That gave you a little bit of a boost in this game, scoring off turnovers. Not a ton of points, but you had an advantage there.
We definitely had an advantage off turnovers. We did a good job defensively. We converted our turnovers into buckets on the other end, gave us an opportunity to win the game. And we had our chances, and we couldn't execute, and that was the difference.
Also, rebounding tonight, you guys were fairly dominant, plus 9 on the boards, 18-10 on the offensive glass. You had to be pleased most of the game with the way you controlled the window.
Definitely pleased. They're the number one offensive rebounding team in the MAC. We were able to hold them to 10 offensive rebounds, which is a great job by our guys, and we were able to get 18. So, you know, it was big. It was big for us, and you know, our guys fought. I mean, it was difficult when you play this hard and you come up short at the end of a game. Free throw line, they got 30 free throws and were able to make 22. We got 14 and converted 9. We missed the front end of some one-on-ones, and that was the difference in the game. We outplayed them in every other category. Weren't able to stop the straight line drives at times, and that's why they were able to get so many fouls called against us. And they play well. They play well.
Coach, certainly unfair to ask you at this point to reflect on the season, but this is our only opportunity to do it here on the radio. As you think about this season as a whole, a lot of good things, a lot of exciting moments, some development of some of your young guys. Right now, as you think about the whole season, what's your reaction to how it played out?
We were up and down. We showed our youth on the court, and that was the difference in us being up and down and not being consistent. I thought, you know, we showed signs of immaturity at times, and once we figured it out, you know, and you figure it out today, the last game, on how hard you have to play and how you have to play as a unit and play as one. And I thought we did that today from start to finish. We didn't fall apart. We didn't point fingers and everything else. And we just came out and played extremely hard. And that's what I want from our guys moving forward. The way we play tonight is the way we should play every game, win or lose. And, you know, that's the difference in trying to get a young team to understand that and understand how hard you have to play every single time you step onto the court. And, you know, we got to hold each other accountable. And that's what we did tonight, and that's why we gave ourselves a chance to win the game.
Coach, before I let you go, also your disappointment tonight, I'm sure it's tempered a little bit as you think about going into the offseason. This entire team, except Matt Fox, will be returning. You'll be working with them in the offseason, and I know you'll start to plan that here very soon, but it seems like an exciting offseason for BG basketball.
It's definitely an exciting season for us. We got to get bigger and stronger in the weight room is the first thing we have to do. We have to now work on our defense. We got to become a very good defensive team. And I think we understand what it takes now in order to win, and that we have a short window. And that's the thing. We have a short window to put it together. And, you know, 16-16 is disappointing. We had a six-game losing streak. We were 16-10 at one point. And, you know, we unraveled, you know, got caught up in the social media hype and everything else. And, you know, it takes an effect on the team. You know, a young team can get caught up in the stuff that, you know, is really not out of our control with the social media and, you know, accolades and different things like that. And I think that's one thing that kind of hurt us this year.
Coach, I appreciate your cooperation all season long, and I'm excited for this team's future. Bit disappointed tonight, but we look forward to next season.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger with us. Falcons fall in overtime tonight here in Mount Pleasant, 81-77. We'll be back to wrap up our Wood County Hospital postgame show and wrap up the season next. You're listening to Bowling Green Basketball from Learfield.